This is episode 2 of the Weekly 50 podcast. This week's photo is a bike rack, and you might not think there's a lot to say about a bike rack, and maybe you're right. I don't know. This photo was actually taken about 30 feet away from last week's photo, that tree stump. And I don't know. I like the way the sun was hitting this bike rack at a particular time of day. I think it was probably 11 in the morning. And I don't know. I like the lighting. I like the way that on the right-hand side of the photo, you can see stripes from the vertical bars of the bike rack. You can see stripes going down the side of one of the lower bars of the bike rack. I think it adds kind of a cool element. And I also like that it's from 1942, which makes this bike rack like 70 plus years old. And maybe I'm waxing poetic here or something. I just think it's kind of cool that here's a bike rack that my grandfather, if he lived in Stillwater, might have parked his bike at if he rode to school at this elementary school. And there's something kind of neat about that. We pass stuff like this every day. We always we walk past buildings and objects around us that some of them are really old, and we don't often stop to think about how much history is in some of these objects that might just seem ordinary and plain to most people, and ordinary and plain to me too. I've walked past this bike rack many times and never thought twice about it, and something about it made me stop and think a little bit. And so I thought it might make an interesting photo. I like the there's like contrasting colors here. The bike rack itself is almost a steel blue. It's not blue. It's like a really, really light blue. And I thought it contrasted well with the background. Anytime you're taking a photo, there's always the issue of how to frame it. And you've got your subject, whether it's a person or an object or an animal. How do you frame that photo? How do you frame that subject so that it creates an interesting photograph? And like I mentioned last week, one of the best things you can do is simply alter your point of view. So if you're standing, sit down or lay down or turn around a little bit, which is one reason I like working with a 50 millimeter lens. You can't zoom in and out, so you're forced to change your perspective a lot, and it forces you to find more interesting photos. So how do you frame a bike rack? And I tried it from the side, and it just didn't look interesting. I tried from a couple angles, and they looked too... it didn't capture it like I wanted to. So then I thought about framing it from the side and from directly on the side. And there's a couple of reasons I was happy with this. One, you don't even notice it's a bike rack at first, but because of the shadows going down the bottom of the right-hand side, you get the sense that there is a perspective here. It actually looks like a house or a cabin from the side. Until you look at some of the shadows and lighting, you realize there's some depth to this thing, this object. And so I kind of like that. It's like a multiple dimensions at work here, where you've got initially something that looks like it's kind of one dimensional, but then you take a closer look and you realize there's a lot of depth at play here. I also like the sign and the fact that you can read clearly Stillwater Lions Club 1942, and that helped lend that sense of history and historical perspective to this that you wouldn't have otherwise seen. If I took this from the side, or from a different angle, you would have noticed other features, but you wouldn't have seen that sign, that little plaque saying what it was, when it was made and installed. So I like that sense of history, and I liked taking the photo in such a way that you could actually see that right before your very eyes when you're looking at the photo. If I were to take this over again, though, and there's a lot of brown in this. There's a dark earth tone brick wall, and the grass is brown, and there's not a lot of life going on here. It'd be cool to revisit this in a couple months when it's all nice and green and get some more colors, I guess, in the photo. But as it stands, I don't know, I'm pleased with it. I think it's pretty, I think it's okay. And I think it's okay to have just a binary color palette. We really have some earth tones, some browns and reds, and then the contrasting really, really light blue, steel, gray, or whatever you want to call it, of the bike rack itself. So I'm pleased with it, and it might be cool to look at this at different times of day also to see what effect the shadows have. But overall, I was pleased that I found a photo opportunity where I wouldn't have seen. I mean, I've seen this bike rack 100 times, and I've walked past it many times. I never paused to consider that there might be an interesting photo to be taken here. So I thought that was kind of cool, and kind of goes to show how there really are opportunities all around us for photographs if we just look a little harder. And that's hard for me sometimes, and I get stuck in ruts where I don't feel like I can take a good picture of anything because there's nothing new under the sun. And while that's true, there might not be anything new, but there are new ways of looking at things. So it's something to try. Anyway, that does it for this episode of the podcast. Thank you very much.